老师，请问一下，我们人类都有24小时的生物周期，那请问动物会有吗？
Well, research suggests that the answer is somewhere in between. Animals do have an internal clock, but external cues are important too. Take flying squirrels. Flying squirrels are nocturnal. They're active during the night and sleep during the day. But in an experiment, some of these squirrels were kept in constant darkness. They were not exposed to any daylight for about a month.
哦，所以说这些飞鼠他们会继续，用那种他们周期性的活动吗？
Actually, they did. They continued to have regular patterns of sleeping and waking. This indicates that animals do have an internal clock which regulates their activity cycles. But the internal clock is not precisely 24 hours long. Instead of following 24-hour cycles, the squirrels followed cycles that were about half an hour shorter than that.
啊，所以他们会比24小时还要短半个小时，所以就是23个半小时咯。为什么会这样子啊？
Without external cues, without sunlight to fine-tune their internal clocks, the squirrels' biological cycles drifted.
哦，所以说，当那个飞鼠他们如果重新再暴露到日光之中，会发生什么呢？
Well, after a month of darkness, a month of waking up half an hour earlier each day, the squirrels' activity cycle had shifted a lot. So, at first, their schedules didn't match up with the normal day. They weren't active during the nighttime, as flying squirrels usually are. Instead, they were waking up in the middle of the day. But after a while, the squirrels' cycles began to change. Gradually, external cues, the cycle of light and darkness, adjusted their internal clocks. So, eventually, they were brought back into a normal 24-hour schedule.
哦，原来是这样子，所以说呢，就是我们从飞鼠的它的例子就可以知道说，原来呀，那个生物呢，它们呢是有24小时的，可是呢，它们会这个生理时钟还是会依据外在的世界给它们的这个刺激，然后它们会做一个调整。哦，原来如此，那其实这个跟我们的那个人类也很像啊，我们人类呢，如果呢，你一直处在于就是非常焦虑或者非常担忧的那种情绪之下的话，你就睡不好啦，你可能就没办法24小时生理时钟了吧，你可能半夜3点你就起床了。对，然后但是当你很活力充沛，心里的内在世界非常的有活力的时候，很有阳光的时候，那你就自然而然，你早上5点就起来，然后晚上9点就睡觉。然后就可以睡7个小时，然后非常有活力的活出自己。对，所以这个故事真的是超有意义的，超感谢这个生物学的老师给我们这个非常棒的一个回馈耶。